One of the things that made the early Christians, the early church, so powerful is because they always talk about Jesus. Amen? Tayo, minsan, nanghihina tayo in our commitment to God, in our commitment to our families, in our commitment to our work. Masyadong mahina tayo, no? We could not even fulfill some of our duties and responsibilities. But the early church, they were so strong in their commitment. And one of the things that really made them strong in their commitment is that they talk about Jesus almost all the time. Tayo, modern times, sa panahon natin, pinag-uusapan natin problema. Pinag-uusapan natin sakit. Pinag-uusapan natin buhay ng may buhay. Okay? We talk of so many things. We discuss things. Remember, what we talk about are the things that sometimes we think about most of the time. Kung ano yung bukang bibig natin, yun rin ang laman ng puso natin. That's why, nung pumunta si Patriarch dito nung nag-uusap, yung mga obispo, nakikinig ako, I was listening to him, kasi bihira lang natin makasama yung Patriarch. I wanted to learn something from him. In one of those unguarded moments, sabi niya, we need to talk about Jesus as often as we can. And I have heard that from him, and I have made a resolution in my life. And I said, starting on that day, wherever I go, I will never leave someone na kausap ko na hindi ko nabanggit si Jesus sa kanya. Okay? Now, I would like us to make that commitment as a church because we are in mission together. Amen? It's not just the bishop, it is not just your priests who are doing the mission work. We are all called to do the mission. And what is the mission that God has given us? That we go into the world. Amen? The mission of the church is not the church. Pag nandito tayo sa loob ng simbahan, sumasamba tayo, nagpipray tayo, pero hindi tayo nagmi-mission. Kasi ang mission natin nasa mundo. Amen? And the mission where God specified the place for us. Sabi niya, you go to the world. You start in Jerusalem, then you go to Judea, then you go to Samaria. You start with your family. You start with people who are closest to you. That is your Jerusalem. Then you go to Judea. Where is your Judea? That is your relatives. Those are your friends. Then you go to Samaria. Where is Samaria? That is where you work. That is where you make a living. Then to the ends of the earth, wherever God will take you. The mission is to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so how do we do that? Paano natin gawin yan? We go out and just talk about Jesus, what He has done in your life. How many of you have experienced God's blessing in your life? Huwag mahiya. That's you. Dadami yan pag hindi kayo nahiya. Sabihin nyo, how many of you have experienced God's blessings in your life? Amen. Those blessings came to you and are made possible for you because of Jesus. Pag wala si Jesus, ay wala tayo matatanggap na blessing. Everything that you enjoy in your life today, the good health, you know, everything. Lahat ng ini-enjoy mo sa buhay. Pamilya mo, kaibigan mo, lahat ng ini-enjoy mo sa buhay. It all became possible because of Jesus. That's why if we understand and really appreciate the blessings of God in our life, we should not stop talking about Jesus. Amen? Amen? The other day, may kumakausap sa akin, kinikwento sa akin kung anong nangyari kay Ann Curtis. So nahiya naman ako sabihin sa kanya na please lang, hindi ko kilala si Ann Cortez at wala akong pakialam kung ano nangyayari sa kanya. Okay? So excited yung tao na to, kinikwento niya si Ann Cortez, ganito, ganito, ganito. Sabi ko, sana si Jesus na lang kinwento mo sa akin. May pag-uusapan pa tayo, no? We should talk about Jesus more. Amen? Siguro yung iba sa atin, kinikwento natin si Lord, pero medyo konti lang. No? Damihan natin yung kwento. And the more we follow Him, the more we talk about Jesus, the more we will have an experience with Jesus. Amen? So why am I saying this? Because we are a church, we are a people, a community on a mission. And in the heart of that mission is our message. Okay, what is the message? That God was in Jesus when He was reconciling the world to Himself. God is not in the business of judging and killing people. God is in the business now of bringing people back to Himself. Bakit dinadala ni Lord yung tao pabalik sa Kanya? Because in reconciling man to Himself, man will be reconciled to his brothers and sisters. Yan ang problema, bakit nag-aaway-aaway yung mga tao? Kasi inaaway nilang Diyos. But if we can bring people back to God, then they will reconcile with God. Then they will reconcile with their family. They will reconcile with the people they're fighting with. They will begin to reconcile with themselves. Kasi minsan sa puso natin, hati. Kaya nag-aaway, nagugulo tayo. Hati ang puso natin. Alam ko ang gagawin, pero hindi ko ginagawa. Hati yan. But if you reconcile with God, what happens is you, inside you, your heart becomes one. Diba? May kanta yan eh. Gusto kong bumait, pero di ko magawa. Gusto kong bumait, pero di ko magawa. Hati ang tao, hati ang puso natin. Kaya sabi ng iba, sana dalawa na lang ang puso ko. Ay, hindi rin pwede. Isa lang talagang ginawa ni Lord. Okay? But if we can reconcile with God, then we will be reconciled in ourselves, sa sarili natin. Hindi na mahahati yung puso natin. Bakit? Buong-buo kay Lord. At pag buo ang puso mong binibigay kay Lord, pinagsasama ni Lord lahat. He integrates everything in your heart. Nandun na yung pamilya mo. Nandun na yung kaibigan mo. Nandun yung tatay at nanay mo. Kahit galit ka sa kanila, because you have given your heart to Jesus, He makes your heart whole. He turns the hearts of the children to their fathers. He turns the hearts of the fathers towards their children. Binubuo ni Lord yung puso natin. Amen? That's why our mission is to bring Christ to the world, to make Christ known as we have known Him in our life. The more we know Jesus, the more we will make Him known wherever we go. Amen? Amen. Yan ang mission natin. Now, hindi ko sinasabi na bitbitin niyo yung Bible niyo, memorizein niyo yung mga scriptures, tumayo ka dyan sa tindahan at, you know, magsalita ka sa tindahan. You must be born again, you know? Hindi ko sinasabi yan ang gawin natin. But you just go out and just talk about Jesus. Kausapin mo yung mga kaibigan mo tungkol kay Jesus. Sino ba sa inyo naniniwala si Lord umuwi sa bahay niyo? Ah, hindi kayo naniniwala yata. How many of you know that Jesus lives in your home? Yes, He stays in your home. Amen? He protects our home. He stays. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him. You know, one of the names that has been given to Jesus is the angel of the Lord. Yan, isang pangalan niya yan. He encamps. He stays with us. Kahit na magulo ang buhay natin, kahit nagkakagulo tayo sa bahay, hindi umaalis si Lord. Nandun siya, tahimik lang. It's part of the family. And so we need to talk about Him more and more each day because He is with us. You discuss Jesus, first of all, to your family members, lalo sa mga nanay. Nako! Kausapin niyo yung mga anak niyo tungkol kay Jesus. You know? Tell your children what Jesus can do and what He has done for your family. Hindi alam ng mga bata yan. Akala ng bata talaga, umuulan ng pera yung bahay nila. Hindi nila alam si Jesus ang nagpapakain sa atin araw-araw. Amen? The children does not know that. They have to know. Parents have to tell their children about Jesus. You have to tell your friends about Jesus. You have to tell your family about Jesus. You have to go out wherever you go and talk about Jesus. Why? Because He is part of you, part of your family. Pag hindi si Jesus ang pag-uusapan natin, pupunta tayo sa ibang topic. Kung anong topic natin, yan ang pagsasaluhan natin. Kaya maraming pamilya kumakain, nagsasalo-salo sa problema. Bakit? Problema ang pinag-uusapan. That's why on the table, yes, there are problems. We need to find solutions to the problems. Pag-usapan din natin ang problema. But most of the time, we just have to talk not only about the problems, but the solution to the problem. Amen? We know kung sino at ano ang solution sa problema natin lahat. Si Lord lang yan. Christ is the answer to every question, to every longing that we have. Si Jesus yun. And we need to talk about Him. Now, that's not what I would like to say to you. Intro pa lang yun. And you know, sana hindi tayo humaba. The main point is this. When you start talking about Jesus, when you start sharing Jesus, when you go out intentionally and deliberately to share Christ, problems will arise. Hindi ko kayo tinatakot, but this is the reality. Bakit, Father? Pag-aralan natin bakit ganyan. Pwede bang ikwento ko na lang si Jesus na walang problema sa buhay ko? Pwede bang tanggalin na lang ni Lord lahat ng problema ko para may freedom ako na ikwento si Jesus? Maganda sana yan, magandang plano yan, pero hindi nangyayari yan. In our second reading today, St. Paul discussed this thing, this problem. Alam mo, yung second reading natin, Paul was writing to the Corinthians, and itong sinabi niya, there was a man who was caught to the third heavens. That man he's referring to is himself. Siya yun. He was caught into the third heavens. Now, tanungin ko kayo, sino na sa inyong nakarating na sa third heaven? Sinong may balak pumunta doon ngayon? Wala. Okay? Sana wag muna. Okay? St. Paul, he was still alive. Buhay pa siya. Nasa mundong ibabaw siya. God already brought him to the third heavens. He came there. He went there. And he saw things. May mga bagay siyang nakita na hindi dapat makita ng tao. Nakita niya na. He received revelations from God. You know what? He was so elevated by God. Masyado siyang inangat ng Diyos. Ang problema sa tao, pag inaangat mo, anong nangyayari? Ayaw niyong sabihin, nahihiya kayo. Ano nangyayari pag inaangat mo yung tao? Oh, at least isa lang ang nagsabi. Kayong lahat tahimik, yumayabang. Person becomes conceited. The person becomes elated. Paul, St. Paul, God brought him so high that he received revelations from God that no one has received before. He knows things that no man knows. Oh, sa panahon natin, ang yabang talaga ng taong may alam kung yung mga kasama niya walang alam. Kaya mahilig tayo sa secret. Tuwang-tuwa tayo pag walang nakakaalam, ikaw lang nakakaalam. Kaya dyan nabubuhay yung mga marites eh. Diba? St. Paul had revelations with God, did not tell anyone. Siya lang nakakaalam. He was so exalted, he was so lifted up by God. and to keep him humble. Masyado na siyang lumilipad para yung paa niya manatili sa mundo, to keep him humble. Sabi niya, a messenger from Satan came. Oh, hindi galing kay Lord, kay Satan galing. No? And this messenger from Satan became a thorn in his side. Parang tinik na nakabaon sa kanya. Now, hindi ko alam kung ano yon, no? But I tell you, Paul is suffering from something. He is suffering from something. And sometimes because we do the work of God, sometimes we think that dahil nagmi-missionary work tayo, tumutulong tayo sa simbahan, walang masamang nangyayari sa buhay natin. Meron. And Paul is a good example of this. He has a thorn on his side. Etong sinabi ni St. Paul sa second reading. You may read the second reading later on and find out. Paul prayed to God. Sabi niya, I prayed to God 3 times. Tatlong beses nagpray ako. Actually, hindi yan 1, 2, and 3. Hindi yan. He prayed many times. Ang ibig sabihin ng 3 times means every day he prays. Araw-araw dinadasal niya. Nakunin ng Diyos that God would take away the thorn on his side because he's doing the work of God. Lord, sagabal to sa trabaho ko. Lord, I don't want this. It became a weakness for him because this thorn on the side keep bothering him. Tinutusok siya araw-araw na to. Ano to? Sabi ng iba, sakit. Paul preaches healing, but he himself may sakit siya na hindi gumagaling. Amen? Some say the thorn on his side is that wherever he goes, meron talagang kumakalaban sa kanya. So siguro hiningi ni na St. Paul. Sabi ni St. Paul siguro, Lord, pwede bang patayin mo na lahat ng kaaway ko para madali yung trabaho ko? Can you do away with the opposition so I can do my work fine? And itong sabi ni Lord sa kanya, the Lord said to him, hindi sinagot ni Lord, hindi kinuha ni Lord yung hinihingi niyang kunin sa kanya. You know what the Lord said to him? The Lord said to him, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. God did not remove the thorn on his side. God would not remove a weakness in your life sometimes. I have a weakness in my life. At sasabihin ko na sa inyo, hindi ako komportable nagsasalita sa maraming tao. Those who are close to me understand that. I can talk to a person one by one. O dalawang tao kausapin ko, and I can tell you and pour out my heart on you. Pero ito marami. Every time I stand before a crowd of people, nanginginig ako. Hiningi ko na kay Lord yan. Sabi, Lord, kunin mo yung hiya ko. Tanggalin mo to. Hanggang ngayon, hindi sinasagot ng Diyos yan. That's why every time I go up in the Eucharist, nangangatog yung tuhod ko. Hindi ko lang pinapakita sa inyo. Amen? That's my weakness. Kaya nga pag nakauwi ako sa bahay, yung bahay ko malayo sa church. Kasi pag nasa bahay na ako, walang taong pumupunta doon. Pag nakapasok ako sa kwarto ko, I stay alone. There are moments I just want to be alone by myself, even my children. My family would go out of the room para mag-isa ako. Okay? Amen? For me, that is my weakness. And I've asked the Lord to take that from me. Pero hindi tinatanggal ni Lord. Why? Because the Lord wants me to rely on His grace all the time. That's why every time I need to talk to people, every time I need to talk to a crowd of people, I rely on God's grace. If God will not help me, I cannot do anything. What is your weakness? Anong meron ka na matagal mo nang hinihingi sa Diyos tanggalin? Bakit hindi natatanggal? Maybe that is an area of your life you need to rely on the grace of God. Those are areas of your life na dapat lumuhod ka. Amen? Every one of us has a weakness. Si Saint Paul, he is so highly exalted by God. He has been to the third heavens. But guess what? There is a messenger from Satan that keeps him humble all the time. Kaya hindi siya nagmamayabang. Hindi siya nagpapasikat. Because this thorn in the flesh makes him dependent on the grace of God. Meron nga nagsasabi si Saint Paul magaling magsulat. That's why when you read the New Testament, ang galing ng mga sulat ni Saint Paul. Pero pag nakilala mo siya, pag hinarap mo na siya, hindi siya magaling magsalita. May mga taong ganyan. Di ba? Oh. Meron akong kaibigan who works on a radio station. Hindi ko nasasabihin ang pangalan kasi pag narinig niyo yung pangalan, kilala niyo siya. DJ siya. Pag nagsalita yan, ang galing. Galing talaga magsalita. Hey, Y101, time check now. It's a minute after 5 o'clock. Ganun siya magsalita. Galing talaga. So habang nakikinig kayo sa radyo, iniisip nyo, gwapo to. Okay? Mala Tom Cruise ang itsura. Tapos kasing taas ni Alvin Patrimonio. Iniisip nyo. Kaya nga, pag pinuntahan nyo sa radio station, magugulat kayo. Hahanapin nyo yung DJ na yon. Ang makikita nyo, taong maliit, maitim, walang buhok, basag ang ipin. Pero ang gwapo niya, galing ng boses. That is his weakness. Kaya sabi niya, alam mo John, pag may mga speaking engagement, hindi siya sumisipot. Dahil baka matakot sila sa itsura ko. Okay na lang yung boses ko. Saint Paul is like that. Paul can write. Ang lalim ng mga sinusulat ni Saint Paul. Pag nabasa mo yung sulat ni Saint Paul, talagang mapapaisip ka, no? Mapapaiyak ka sa mga sulat niya. But when he comes, sabi doon sa scriptures, when Paul is there, you know, there's nothing in him. Hindi siya gwapo, hindi siya matangkad. Sabi nga ng iba, kuba pa siya. Alam niyo ba yan? Some historians believe si Saint Paul is a hunchback, kuba. Bakit? Ilang beses na palo yan sa likod. Ikaw ba naman pag pinalo ka sa likod, makakatayo ka pa ba? So he's a hunchback. And maybe probably he's asking God, Lord, remove this from me. Tanggalin mo. It's just like Moses. Moses was a great leader. In the Old Testament, Moses was a powerful leader. Pero one thing lang kay Moses, he does not speak well. Kaya pagdating na sa mga speech, ang pinapa-speech niya, yung kapatid niya, si Aaron, kay ikaw na lang mag-speech. Okay? Because Moses stutters. Ganyan si Moses magsalita. Every one of us has a weakness. And even though we ask God to remove that from us, the answer of God is, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. For it is in weakness, in your weakness, that my power is made perfect. You see, God will never send people who are strong in themselves. God uses people who are weak. Because of our weakness, we come before God because we know we cannot do the work of God because we are weak. Last night, I said that I am not a strong person. I'm not a strong person. One of my weakness is I cry. Mabilis akong mababaw ang luha ko. Okay? Gusto ko sana maging pareho ni Bishop Dick. Si Bishop Dick, hindi mo mapapaiyak yun. Okay? Hindi ko nakita si Bishop Dick umiyak. Kahit anong problema, kahit anong sitwasyon, Bishop Dick does not cry. And how I wish and I prayed to God, I want to become like this man who does not cry. The only time he cried, na sinabi niya sa akin, inamin niyang umiyak siya, dalawang beses lang daw siya umiyak. One, is when he watched the movie Les Miserables. Yung ending ng movie na yon. Sabi niya, napaiyak siya ng konti yung ending ng movie na yon. Ako, nung napanood ko yung movie na yon, humagulhol ako. Okay, so you'll know the difference. And the second time he cried, he said to me, when he was in Israel, when he was walking on the path where Jesus walked on his final moments, the Via Dolorosa, sabi ni Bishop, nung naglakad daw siya doon, umiyak siya ng umiyak. And those are the only two times I remember na sinabi niyang umiyak siya, but most of the time I don't see him cry. Ako naman, halos araw-araw, makikita niyo akong umiyak. That is my weakness. I don't like to cry in front of people. Nahihiya na ako magsalita, iiyak pa sa harap ng tao. That's my weakness. I have asked God many times na sana hindi na mangyari to. It happens. I cry. And probably because I'm not strong as a person. Sabi ng nanay ko, umiyak ka pag harap mo yung taong mahal mo. But huwag kang iiyak sa harap ng kaaway mo, which I did. Hindi mo ako mapapaiyak sa harap ng kaaway ko. I will never cry in front of my enemy. But I cry when I'm in front of people I love. I cry. That's my weakness. Kaya sabi ni St. Paul, I will not boast on my strength. I will not boast that God has lifted me. I will boast in my weakness. Yun ang ipagyayabang ko. Okay, sabi ni St. Paul. Last night, I told everyone, I'm not a rich man. Hindi po ako mayaman. Pag pinuntahan niyo yung bahay ko, may makikita kayong bakery sa loob ng compound ng bahay ko, may bakery. Maraming tao sa buswang nagsasabi, mayaman ako dahil may bakery ako sa harap. Hindi po ako may-ari niyan. Okay? Guardya lang ako dyan. Binabantayan ko lang yan sa gabi pag umuwi na yung bantay. Merong security agency sa tabi ng bahay ko. Hindi rin po ako may-ari niyan. Okay? Ibang may-ari niyan. Kaibigan ko lang yung may-ari. Dati may restaurant dito sa kabilang side ng bahay ko. Hindi rin ako may-ari niyan. I'm not a rich man. I have basically nothing. You ask my family, what do I have? Basically nothing. One of my possessions that I boast about is this watch. Seiko. Pinagyayabang ko to, pero sa totoo lang, nabibili na pala to sa Shopee ngayon. Dati hindi nabibili sa Shopee to. Bigay to ng kuya ko nung college days ko. Hanggang ngayon, buhay siya. I kept it. It was expensive at the time. Now, it's nothing. I have this ring na sinusuot ko. Kaya takot ako pag sinusuot to. Dahil this is pure gold. Pero hindi to akin. Pag may-ari ng simbahan to. Dating sumusuot nito si Bishop Dick. When Bishop Dick passed away, tinunaw yung gold niya. Tinunaw, tinago. Nang naging bishop ako, binuo uli yung gold na yon. Eto na, sing-sing ko na siya. Ano mangyayari kaya pag namatay ako? Tutunawin ulit to at ibibigay sa bagong bishop. So it's not mine. It's not mine to give. I don't have anything. That's why I need to kneel down before God for my needs, for the needs of my family, for the needs of the community. Kailangan lumuhod talaga ako. Hindi kasi ako mayaman. As a bishop, it's my responsibility to feed, to take care. But I don't have much. Amen? One thing I do have Jesus in my heart. Yun lang. Yun lang talaga yung pagyayabang ko sa inyo si Jesus sa puso ko. Siya lang talaga. Siya ang yaman ko, siya ang buhay ko, siya ang lahat sa akin. That's why I rely on His grace. This is what Paul is saying. In your life, you have a weakness in your life. There are things you cannot change in your life. Try to find out. That weakness might be an area where God wants to strengthen you by His presence and by His grace. Amen. Embrace that. Tell Jesus, Lord, if you're not going to help me, I cannot do it alone. I cannot do it myself. My grace, sabi niya kay Paul, my grace, Paul, is sufficient for you. Because it is in your weakness that my power is made perfect. Amen? The Old Testament reading, ganun din nangyari kay Ezekiel. Sabi ni Lord kay Ezekiel, Ezekiel, you know, Ezekiel is one of the most powerful prophet in the Bible, si Ezekiel. Si Ezekiel, ang mga writings niya, yung prophecies niya, some theologians say, you have to be 50 years old to start reading Ezekiel. Pag hindi ka pa tumutungtong sa 50 years old, huwag ka muna magbasa ng Ezekiel, hindi mo maintindihan yan. You have to be 50 years old to start reading the book of the prophet Ezekiel. And it will take many more years to study it and learn it. Matindi si prophet Ezekiel. Pero tingnan mong ginawa ng Diyos sa kanya. Ezekiel, sa sobrang galing mo, sa sobrang talino mo, I will send you to Israel. I will send you to a people who will not listen to you at all. Ipapadala kita sa isang bayan na yung mga tao hinding-hindi makikinig sa'yo. Oh, grabing assignment yun. Diba? That was his assignment. The people will rebel against you. They will not listen to you. They will fight against you. But they will know that a prophet has come to them. That's a very difficult assignment. Ako sanay ako magsalita pag may nakikinig. Nawawala ako. Pag yung kausap ko hindi nakikinig sa akin, I get lost. Si Ezekiel, yun ang binigay ng Diyos sa kanya. Sa sobrang talino niya, sa sobrang galing niya, yung kakausapin niyang mga tao, hindi makikinig sa kanya. Wow, that's a thorn in the flesh. That's a weakness for him. Walang magiging membro ng simbahan niya. Walang taong susunod sa kanya. Sa sobrang galing niya, pero walang taong susunod sa kanya. But God gave him that assignment. Jesus, in our gospel today, sino sa inyo talagang naniniwala sa puso niyo, magaling talaga si Jesus? Okay, yes. You look at Christ, He never fails. But this in our gospel today, He wanted to heal people. He wanted to make the sick recover from their sickness. Pero ito anong sabi sa Bible, sa gospel natin? Because the people did not believe Him, Jesus could not perform a miracle. It became a weakness for Him. Bakit saan ba siya pumunta? He went to his hometown. Umuwi siya sa bayan nila, sa baryo nila. Yung kababayan niya mismo, hindi naniniwala sa kanya. And even relatives, yung mga kamag-anak niya, hindi believe sa kanya. And so when he wanted to heal, he went to other places. Pumunta siya sa ibang lugar sa Israel. Ang daming nahihil. There are even places where Jesus goes, everyone gets healed. But in his own place, in his own home, he could not perform so much miracles because the people don't believe in him. Amen? Weakness that comes in our life, kahit anong gawin natin, hindi talaga umaalis. Weakness that is in our life, matagal ko nang hinihingi sa Diyos na matanggal yung hiya ko pag maraming tao, hanggang ngayon, nahihiya pa rin ako. Kaya bago ako umakyat dito, madaling araw, lumuluhod na ako. So that I will have the strength to just come here and stand before you. Amen. The grace of God. Sometimes the weaknesses are God's balancing up.
Kasi minsan iaangat ka ng Diyos, iaangat ka ng Panginoon natin, iaangat ka sa buhay ng Diyos. Pero yun ang problema ng tao. Pag wala namang pabigat, ay lilipad na talaga yan, yayabang, lolobo ang ulo. And so God keeps us on the ground. A messenger from Satan will come and put that suffering in you. But we have to rely on God's grace. My weaknesses always bring me down on my knees. Dahil hindi ako mayaman na tao, natuto ako magdasal para kumain kami. Amen? Amen? Yung prayer sa pagkain, yung bless us, O Lord, hindi lang memorize sa akin yan. It's really a prayer I meant because there are days when we have nothing to eat. And I really pray, you bless us, Lord. You bless us from the abundance of your provisions, from your bounty. Give us something little. Okay na kami. Araw-araw, luluhod ako para kumain kami. Sabi ko kay Lord, Lord, para hindi na ako luluhod, payamanin mo na lang ako. Diba? Kayo, agree ba? Ayaw nyo yata. Sa sobrang yaman ng bishop namin, baka hindi na magdasal yan. Okay? Okay? Pero ipagdasal nyo pa rin yung maman kasi ibibigay ko naman yung sobra eh. Kukuha lang ako ng konti. Okay. Ayaw ko rin na marami. Okay? Baka dumami din yung sugar ko. Today, we come before Jesus. We come before Christ today. You look at the cross. Maraming tao ayaw nilang makita yung cross na may Jesus na kasabit. Maraming natatakot sa cross na may ribultong na kasabit. Kasi sabi nila, idolatry, idolatry. It's not idolatry. I have a picture of my children that I carry with me. It's not idolatry. I don't worship my children. But I like to see their faces when I'm away from them. The picture reminds me of them. The crucifix, pag sinabi mong crucifix, yan yung cross na may Jesus na nakapako doon. Yan ang crucifix. The crucifix is something we do not worship. Because I only worship one true God, and that God is in my heart already. I worship Him. But the crucifix is a picture of what we are talking about today. Even Jesus, the Son of God, had to suffer, had to go through weakness. Because God is going to elevate Him more than anyone else. Jesus is going to be lifted high, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, both in heaven and on earth. They will bow before Jesus. They will confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. Ganyan kataas ang pag-aangat ng Diyos sa kanya, pero dito siya pinako. Diyan muna. Kaya alam ko talaga si Jesus, kahit na Lord yan, kahit Panginoon ng lahat yan, hindi mayabang yan. Hindi mayabang. At wala kang marinig na yabang sa kanya. Bakit? Bakit? Because He, in the weakness of humanity, hindi lang siya Diyos, tao din siya. Binigyan siya ng weakness. And that weakness is humanity. Pwede namang Diyos lang siya. Wala ng humanity. Bakit binigyan pa siya ng humanity? So He can be like us. Humble. Does Jesus need to pray to God the Father? No, He doesn't need to pray. He is God Himself. Jesus is already God. He doesn't need to pray. But because He is human and weak like us, kailangan lumuhod muna siya. And every day, that's what Christ does. He sighs, He cries, He groans for us, praying for us. because of that weakness. Amen? I'm not afraid to follow Jesus in his human form. He has weakness because I love him, because he is like me. Amen? He's just like me in our weakness.
Kaya nung nakita ko sa Bible na umiyak si Jesus, tuwang-tuwa ako. Sabi ko, kasama ko yung idol ko. Pareho pala kami, umiiyak din.
Amen? So today, church, I believe this is what the Lord would like us to do. We go out, we talk about Jesus. Don't worry about your weakness. Huwag kang mag-worry, huwag kang mahiya kung anong kahinaan ng buhay mo. Amen? Don't worry about it. Hindi ka masyadong mayaman? Okay lang. Hindi ka masyadong guwapo? Okay lang. You are not multi-talented? It's okay. The most important thing is this. God loves you. God has forgiven you of your sins. God is not angry at you. And God promised you, He will not leave you, He will not forsake you. Pangit o guwapo, hindi ka talaga iwanan ni Lord. And I will add to that, God is going to use you mightily for His glory and kingdom. Amen? My purpose, eh, Lord. So with our weaknesses, this is what God is saying to us, My grace is always sufficient for you. Do not rely on yourself. Rely and depend on God 100% every day. And you will be able to accomplish what God has called you to accomplish. Let's all stand.